Kevin R. Novak, Deconstructing the Colosseum. I need to share with you the way the Christian thinks in terms of everything in life, including civil governments. Ownership, that is original ownership, belongs to God. God, not man, created, owns, and controls the earth. The Creator rules the creature. God is sovereign. God has delegated subordinate ownership to mankind, but God is in charge. God, therefore, has made the rules, the laws. Men prosper or fail in terms of their obedience or disobedience to these laws. God judges man in terms of his law. Men are responsible before God to abide by his rules. Man proposes and disposes only within the decree and plan of God. The future belongs to God and God's people. Those who are meek before God will inherit the earth. That's the way the Christian thinks. And don't be ashamed about bringing that ideology to a political debate. That's exactly what we've got to do. Enough with this nonsense about conservatism that excludes Jesus. It's a zero sum between the different governments. And again, I'm not talking about federalism. I'm talking about family, church, and civil governments. If the civil government is still allowed to get bigger and bigger and bigger, if that's even possible, guess what? They're going to put church governments out of business because it's a zero sum. The civil government demands more and more of our money, and in turn, it receives more and more of our allegiance. And if you are a pastor out there, and if you refuse as the leader of your local church government to discuss the liberty infringement by the civil government, guess what? You're going to be out of a job because there won't be any donations left over to pay you. And that gets into another discussion about Christians exercising their duties owed to God. We're supposed to pay pastors. How are we able to do that if the civil government is taking all of our money? How you as a pastor are not able to get behind the pulpit and say, the civil government has limits, is beyond me. I don't know how you can even get around that, but I'll leave that up to you, and you pray about that and you consider it in your alone time with God. Kevin R. Novak, this is Deconstructing the Colosseum, promoting civil government school system abolition.